WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that's been on my mind a lot lately. Building emotional resilience. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs? Like just when you think you've got it all figured out, bam. A surprise punch in the gut. Yeah, me too. We all experience setbacks, disappointments, and those moments where everything feels like it's crumbling around us. But guess what? It's not about avoiding these tough times, it's about developing the inner strength to weather the storm and emerge even stronger on the other side. So how do we become emotionally resilient superheroes, you ask? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. First things first, let's talk acceptance. I know it sounds super simple, almost boring even, but trust me on this one. Acceptance isn't about giving up or resigning yourself to a bad situation. It's about acknowledging what is happening, letting go of the need to control everything, and focusing your energy on what you can influence. Think about it like this. Trying to fight against a wave in the ocean. You're gonna get soaked. But if you learn to ride that wave well, now you've got a whole new perspective. Acceptance helps us navigate those choppy waters with grace and resilience. Next up, we need to cultivate a growth mindset. This means embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, not as personal failures. You know that feeling when you make a mistake and want to hide under the covers? Yes, let's ditch that. Instead, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become even stronger and more capable? Speaking of strength, building your self-awareness is crucial. This means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and reactions, both the good and the bad. You're not your thoughts, remember? You are the observer, the captain of your own ship. By understanding your emotional triggers and patterns, you can learn to navigate them with greater awareness and control. Now let's talk about our social network. Surrounding yourself with supportive, positive people who lift you up is like having a built-in cheer squad. These are the folks who will celebrate your wins, offer a shoulder to cry on during tough times, and remind you of your awesomeness even when you don't feel it. And finally, remember to prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy, all the things that fuel your soul and help you recharge. You know, this whole emotional resilience thing isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, okay? It's about being able to feel the full spectrum of human experience with depth and awareness. It's about accepting both the sunshine and the rain, knowing that each season has its own beauty and lessons to teach. Picture this. You're at a work presentation, your heart is racing, palms sweating, you're thinking, oh my goodness, what if I mess up? But instead of letting fear paralyze you, you take a deep breath, remember all the times you've overcome challenges before, and channel that inner strength. You deliver the presentation with confidence and clarity, nailing it. That's emotional resilience in action. So, my friends, let's go out there and build our emotional muscles, one day at a time. Embrace the challenges, learn from the setbacks, and never stop growing. Remember, you are capable of amazing things, even when life throws its best punches. Alright, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on emotional resilience, what strategies have worked for you. What challenges are you facing? Let's keep this conversation going on social media using the hashtag #ModernStoicism. See you there and remember, keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.